Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. This is the first episode of 2022. Woo, woo, give it up. Woo, woo. Now, I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope y'all had a splendid day, night, whatever, you know, for New Year's Eve parties and all that stuff. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope your start of the new year has been wonderful. Mine has. And since it is the beginning of the year, I thought we should talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, I don't like to say New Year's resolutions like that I make personally, because I feel like mine are just goals that I want to implement for my life forever. And I just want to be a lifestyle change. So like, that's why I don't call it resolutions. I just want to do me and go about my business. Now, I've made some in the past and they failed because, you know, I'm like, oh, it's new year, new me. I'm going to do this and that. And do I really get upset that they don't fail? No. Because, I mean, usually I get distracted and busy with other things that I even forget that I even said I was going to do X, Y, and Z. So I guess that's why I don't really, it doesn't bother me. But I know for a lot of people it does. And I don't ever make mine like, I don't want to say this. I don't want to say mine is like a vague thing. Like, oh, I just want to lose weight. Or, you know, like, I want to make this amount of, like, I just want to make more money this year. Like, if I do, I want to say I want to make this amount of money by so-and-so. I want to lose this much weight by so-and-so. Because I feel like if you just say, I want to lose weight this year, how much weight do you want to lose? Because, I mean, you can drop 5 or 10 pounds without really trying. And then, you know, you're looking at yourself and you're like, oh, I haven't lost as much weight as I want to. But you never said how much weight you wanted to lose. Or, you know, you're gonna be like, well, I want to make more money this year. I mean, you could get a raise at work. That's, I mean, because, you know, your yearly is coming up. But then you'll be like, this isn't the amount of money I want to make. Well, you never said how much you want to make and you never went to go try to make it. So we're going to talk about a couple reasons why New Year's resolutions fail. And I got this from Business Insider. And it's from a psychotherapist. And he says there are 3 common reasons some people's New Year's resolutions end in failure. So the first one is your resolution isn't specific enough. One of the biggest reasons people fail to keep their New Year's resolutions is because they're not specific enough. For example, resolving to exercise more or lose weight are easy ways to set yourself up for failure, as they lack ways to make progress or are unlikely to keep you motivated throughout the year. Instead, try making your goal specific, like running a particular 5K you have circled on the calendar or losing 10 pounds by a certain date. It says it's easier to drop out or walk away when you set goals or resolutions that are vague. Albert told Business Insider, when it's really detailed and specific, it's harder to walk away from it. And having a timeline and resolution is helpful, he said. So think of short-term, medium-term, and long-term benchmarks that will let you know you're on track to achieving your goal. It's like, what do I need to do this week? What do I need to do over the next month or so? And what do I hope to accomplish over the next several months, Albert says. The second one is you aren't framing them in positivity. Now, another problem people face when making resolutions is framing them with negative language. When people resolve to stop wasting money or stop eating junk food, for example, it often backfires because it makes them think about the very thing they're trying to avoid. It's almost like I say to you, I don't want you to think about what a zebra with pink and blue stripes looks like. You kind of have to think about what that would look like for you not to think about it. And it says, try framing your goals in positive language instead. So much of how we talk to ourselves impacts our actions and our behavior. We need to feed ourselves positive self-talk instead of telling ourselves, don't eat junk food. We should be telling us the behavior we desire, like eat carrots and peanut butter as a healthy snack. Now, the third reason he said your resolution isn't about you. Another major obstacle people face is a tendency to make New Year's resolution that don't reflect what they actually want. The biggest culprits are dieting, exercising trend, but it can apply to many number of goals, like a career-related goal, inspired by what you think other people expect of you. He says, Goals need to be made for the individual. So often people seem to be influenced by their family, their friends, what they see in society. I think it's important for people to set goals that are for themselves and unique to themselves. Okay, so y'all. Now, y'all know that I like to speak positivity into things. So I'm going to go into my little resolutions and I'm going to tell you, and a lot of these, well, it's not resolutions or goals, but I've taken some from last year and I'm going to continue to do them this year, and I'm just going to be adding to it. Like I said, I want mine to be like lifestyle goals. So like he said, your things aren't like specific enough, like I said. So, and for me, I told myself I just want to be happy. Like, I just want to focus on myself and be happy with myself again, because later on, we're going to talk about a certain situation, a lot of situations that have really, I don't want to say broke my, okay, yeah, okay. One situation I'm going to talk about today really has broken my confidence in a lot of things, but a certain person, a certain situation really has me looking at myself different. And then somebody added on to it, so it made it even worse. But in general, I'm just not happy with myself. I'm trying to be. So for me, I told myself I'm going to say my daily affirmations more. Now, I try to say it every morning and every night before I go to bed. Sometimes I'm slacking. But like now I have set a reminder on my phone. So like when I wake up in the morning before work, and then I do it before bed. So that's what I said. To be happy with myself, I need to tell myself that I'm X, Y, and Z. Tell myself I need to pray more. I need to be closer to God. And I need to do things like that and work on a lot of things. So a reason why, and I know he said that you're trying to, a lot of people are making goals for other people. Well, this situation, this person who I was supposed to be friends with said something to me about my weight one day, and it really fucked with me. I've never been super small and skinny. I would say my weight fluctuates. I'm not gonna lie. I can be average. I can be a little overweight. It is what it is. Like, it's one of those things. That's just how my body is. I'm not saying I don't give a fuck how I look. I mean, I do. Trust me, I do. But it's not one of those things where I'm like, I gotta be in the gym 24/7. I have to do this and that. Because I know a couple years ago, like, I was in the gym, like, twice a day for months. Like, that, it was just in my mind. Like, I get stuck on things, and I'm like, okay, I want to maintain this and that. And then, I don't know what happened, and I just stopped. But that's what I'm saying. So, anyway, this guy said something about my weight, and the shit fucked with me. Y'all, I don't know why. Or what fucking possessed him? We're supposed to be friends, and this shit really is fucking bothering me, because he already knows that I'm going through some issues, and he was just like, oh, you have 8 love handles. Bitch, what the fuck? Like, so I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, what? And he was like, you have 8 love handles. And I'm like, so you're just counting my fat rolls? And he was like, oh, I don't see them as fat. I love girls with love handles. You know, I think you're very beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But in my head, that's just fucking with me, because of the situation I just got out of. So, because of that whole shit, I've been beating myself up, and I really need to stop. So that's why I said I'm going to do my affirmations more. Of course, I already semi-workout. Like, I'm not the best at going. Like, my thing is, I love doing, like, cardio. Like, I like walking. I like being, like, if I'm outside, I can do it all. That's just my favorite thing. I just like being outside in nature. So if I'm walking, you know, might run a little bit, even though I'm, you know, hate running, but I'll do it. Do some jogging. I'll do any type of exercise outside. Like, I ride my bike. I'll do jumping jacks. I'll do sit-ups, push-ups. You know, everything I can do outside, I will do it. But obviously, since it's cold, I don't want to be outside. Like, I have exercised in the cold before. It doesn't kill me. But it's just certain things. So another life goal I want to set for myself is I do want to be more proactive in the gym, because I mean, some days it's really fucking cold and or it's raining, And so I don't have an excuse of not going to exercise because obviously gym's indoors, so I can do stuff. But that whole situation with him made me realize, like, well, okay, you say you want to go work out, you want to do this and that, but you don't really try. But ever since then, I've really been, like, on it. So I just feel like if I try to exercise more, you know, I'll feel better about myself. And that's another thing that's going to help me get over this other situation. And that's what, like, I just want, like I said, I just want to be happy. I want to feel good about me again. Like, my friends, though, I've been fucked up for months at this point. So that's why I said this year I'm going to, it's really going to be all about me, which it should have been for a long time, but it has. So that's another goal. It's all about me. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to be a selfish asshole and all this stuff, but I do need to put myself first more than I have. So that's another life goal I need to work on, because anytime in life, you really need to have yourself as your main priority, like your health, your mental health, all that stuff. Like, literally, it's everything. You need to worry about yourself and not somebody else. And caring, and I'm not saying don't care about other people, but like, you really need to have self-love, which I thought I did. And after this situation, I don't know. It really messed me up. So I have to get back to myself. And I think that's my goal this year, is to be me. Like, obviously I want to better myself, but I really do need to just get back to me. So that is my goal this year, is to be healthier mentally, physically, emotionally. I really need to stop messing myself up. Like, I beat myself up all the time. And y'all, I sound like I'm about to start crying. Oh my gosh, I'm not about to cry on this damn podcast. Like, this is not today. I really don't feel like crying today. But y'all, for real, like, it's just a lot of things that I want to do this year. So I'm going to set goals. And every time I get a goal, you know, I'm going to make another one. So I'm going to keep doing it, because I really want to, like, have these, like, for a lifetime thing. So maybe, you know, I can get in a good rhythm at the gym, you know, like me working out so many days, and I'll keep doing that for the rest of my life. Like, I really do want to be healthy and happy, and I want to stick to it. So that's why I'm not going to, like, try to go to the extreme, because, you know, people make resolutions and they think that shit's going to change overnight. Like, say they have a bad habit, say they're going to, like, say, oh, I'm quit smoking. After the first, like, couple of days, they're like, why do I still want to smoke? You've been smoking for like 6 or 7 years since you've been fucking allowed to. Hell, even before that. So I'm like, you've been smoking for like a long time. You can't just change overnight. Things don't happen overnight. So that's me. I need to tell myself, like, okay, this isn't going to work. This isn't like, you had a bad day today. You're always going to have a bad day. But like, I'm going to tell myself, I'm like, you know, you tried today. Everything's going to work out. You'll have a better day tomorrow. Like, I'm not going to, like, talk down on myself because I had a bad day. Or, like, oh, I didn't go to the gym today and I was supposed to. I could be like, well, I'll just go tomorrow and then, like, change the day. You know, like, stuff like that. I'm not going to beat myself over it, because I've beat myself up enough for the past couple of months. And, y'all, like, if you have a resolution, don't be upset if you don't get it. You can always work towards it. And another thing is, you don't have to start a resolution on January 1st. You can start it anytime you feel like it. That is the best time to do it. I have started so many, like, goals and things out of nowhere where I'm like, I'm gonna do a lifestyle change, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and it's been in like the middle of the summer or like around my birthday. Like, it's just anytime you feel the need to do it. You don't have to do it at the beginning of the year. You can restart your goal. You can restart it. Say you're like, I'm going to go to the gym for 5 days a week. And you did it for the first couple of weeks and then you stop. You can restart in March. Like, you can do it whenever you want. Like, you don't have to sit there and like, oh, well, I already messed up. Let me just wait till next year. Or I don't feel like doing this anymore. If you don't, okay, cool. I mean, you can push yourself to do it. you should always push yourself to be better. But if it's just not something, you know, you thought this is what you want to do and it's just not working for you, take a step back and reevaluate and reassess the situation and be like, well, maybe I should try it this way and do it that way. And you can restart again. You just maybe need to do it a different way. Trust me, I've done little goals and resolutions so many times that I've restarted and I had to be like, this is not working. Let me see what else will work for me to get to this goal or this whatever. That's all you have to do, y'all. So if you feel like you need to work out more, push yourself. You don't have to sit there and start out going super hard. Do not do that because you're going to burn yourself out. Trust me. I said I'm going to start going to the gym at least 3 times a week and I'm going to build my stamina up and everything and actually want to go because I do like working out. It's fun for me when I want to do it and it feels good. And I know some days I just don't want to go, but I'm going to have to go and do it because once I feel like every time I'm like, oh, I don't want to go today, I'm not going to go. Now, there's some days I'm definitely probably not going to go because I'm going to be dog ass tired because school starts for me in about 2 weeks and I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to do work in school. Like, I don't know if I'm going to try to go to the gym before work because I really don't have time between my job and classes, like have a 30-minute gap to leave my job to get to class. And I'm getting off out of school real late, so I don't know if I'm going to just go after that. Like, it's going to be hard. So that's another thing I'm going to have to try to figure out. So I'm not going to start going to the gym 5 days a week and then not be able to do 5 days a week because I'm somewhere studying doing X, Y, and Z. And just like, there's just certain things that I just want to do that I'm going to work towards. Like, you know, I want to travel, but this seems like it's not going to happen this year. Like, you know, last year when everything was like, oh, we're going to be better by so-and-so if you just get your vaccines and stuff. And I had planned all these trips and I didn't do it and I was fine. So I was like, well, next year I'll go. The way this shit's going, looks like I'm not going no fucking where. I'm not going no fucking where. If y'all say, well, you have a vaccine, go. No, I'm not because y'all, I'm not even going to call y'all when I want to call y'all, but some of y'all out here do not want to wear your mask. You don't want to get the fucking vaccine. Y'all don't. So I'm just gonna sit my ass here. Sit my ass in this dusty ass city. And yes, y'all, I'll be calling the city dusty because I'm so sick of it because I've done anything and everything in this fucking city there is to do and I am bored and I can't get out because of y'all. So anyway, I'm just not even gonna worry about traveling for real because it's not gonna happen. So that's one thing I have to worry about working towards, you know, like trying to plan because, you know, there's people you can plan a trip with and there's some people who say they want to go. You just know for a fact you can't plan it. So it's just one of those things, y'all. Oh shit, excuse me. But let's see, what's another goal of mine? I said I want to save some money by eating at home. Now, when I say that, like, I mean for real. Like, I'm not going to order food and have it sent to my damn house. Like, I'm going to, because you know when you go out and you can get drinks that adds money. No, I'm not going to order food. I already said I'm not going to order out and I'm not going to, like, go out a lot. And I didn't say never because, you know, I got to have a social life or something. And some days I'm really not going to want to cook and I need to pick up something. But anyway, a majority of the time, I'm going to be cooking at home. I stay going to the damn grocery store to buy food. I just don't be feeling like cooking it. But I am going to tell my ass to cook it. So we're going to be doing a lot of, right now, you know, since it's cold, I'll be doing crock pot meals, so it's fine. Obviously, you can do it in the summer, but it's whatever. But we're going to do Instant Pot meals, and air fry, like stuff like that. Everything's going to be good. Like, we're going to be whipping it up. I told myself I want to learn some new recipes. That's what we're going to do this year, because I'm going to be cooking from home. So, you know, everything's going to be good. Everything will work out. You know, maybe down the line I might do some meal prepping. I don't like that, so I didn't put that on my thing because I'm not doing that shit. So, yeah, y'all, I think this year, I know it's going to be a good year. I have talked to my Heavenly Father. I have prayed on it. I've talked to my ancestors. I have talked to myself. Even talked to my cats about it. And they're probably like, I know it's going to be a good year, Mom, because you're taking care of me and you get me whatever the hell I want and shit that I don't even ask for. They always have a good time. They always have a great year because I'm their mom and they are the most precious things in the world to me. But for me, I'm going to have the best year. And every year after that is going to be better and better. So I hope for y'all, you have spoken positivity into your life. And y'all will have goals that you can implement for the rest of your life. And I hope y'all reach your goals. And I hope that you don't beat yourself over things that you can't control. So, I will catch y'all on the next episode. Please follow me on social media. All the links are on a link tree in the bio. You can find the pages for what are we talking about today. They're on there. And my personal social media. And so that's my Instagram and my Twitter. Not active a lot on Twitter. On my personal one, I took a break for a long time, even on Instagram, really, but I'm going to get back into it this year. I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures, y'all, so y'all will see my little weight loss journey, and that's going to be an episode we're going to talk about that. As of right now, like, I haven't started it because I kind of have, but I'm not serious because, like I said, I need to figure out where I want to be and, like, give myself a time frame. So I'm still working on that. Like I said, I need to figure out how it's going to go with school. So that's why I haven't really started it. Like, obviously, I've been eating better, but I've been doing that for a while now. I still haven't went to the gym anymore because work has still been kind of crazy. So once that kind of slows down and gets back to normal, I can figure out how it's going to work with school and everything. And once I have figured that out, I will talk to y'all about it. Probably the next couple of weeks. But anyway, I will see y'all next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.